You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, we're going to be talking about three-time Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes here in this video. Of the Kansas City Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champs, they became the first team in 20 years since Tom Brady's Patriots in 04 to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Now, we know that the Chiefs had a Super Bowl parade. And at that parade, some idiots decided, you know what, let me pull out a gun and start shooting. And a woman actually ended up losing her life, Lisa Lopez Galvin. Now, I do believe there's been now three people, because it's been a bit since we actually made a video on the shooting. I believe it's actually three people now that have been charged with murder. We know about the other two already. And I do believe one of the guns was actually stolen, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they acted like fools. And then, of course, right on cue, the left started calling for gun control. Even some members of the Kansas City Chiefs came out and started talking about gun control. We told you guys time and time again, newsflash, criminals don't follow the law. Any type of gun laws only affects the law-abiding citizen. Nothing more. Now, Patrick Mahomes, he hasn't really talked on this issue, but after the shooting, him and his wife actually went to the hospital. I believe they started talking to some victims over there, people that were injured. And I believe that Patrick Mahomes, man, is a really, really good guy. Now, when it comes to his wife and his brother, yeah, they're a bit strange. But I believe Mahomes has a solid head on his shoulder. Well, the woke activists are not going to like what Patrick Mahomes said about the Kansas City Chiefs shooting, because he didn't come out and started calling for people's Second Amendment rights to be violated like a whole bunch of other people. Yeah, they're not going to like what he said, guys, but let's get into it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Patrick Mahomes, no gun control push after parade shooting because, quote, I continue to educate myself. Yeah. Now, the woke activists would immediately say, hey, we need to start banning guns. We need to violate your Second Amendment rights. Now, Patrick Mahomes is from Texas, okay? Actually, he's from pretty close to where Rhodes is, around Tyler, Texas, Smith County. That is an extremely conservative county. Now, I don't know Patrick Mahomes' political beliefs. I'm not gonna say he's one way or the other, but chances are, man, Patrick Mahomes is probably somewhat conservative, considering the area he actually grew in, East Texas, small town. Yeah, I believe his mother's vocally a Trump supporter, if I'm not mistaken. I believe she said a few things about Trump. But Mahomes, he tends to keep his politics to himself. That kind of leads me to believe that, he's probably center-right, maybe. I don't know. But I don't believe he's a raging leftist. Because if he was, leftists don't keep quiet. Leftists would actually be out there being very, very vocal. You know, like LeBron James, those kind of people. I don't think Mahomes is like that. But it says here, three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes indicated he did not call for more gun control following the February 14, 2024 Kansas City Chiefs parade shootout because he continues to educate himself. Now, when he says he continues to educate himself, do I truly believe he's educating himself on that? No. I believe Mahomes believes what he believes. I don't think he believes in, I think he knows that gun control is not going to do anything. I mean, common sense would tell you, man, that all these gun laws, every time a shooting happens, you know, there's resolutions passed or whatever. It does nothing. It does nothing. It goes on. It says, Time noted that Mahomes believes something needs to be done about the violent people. The violence people are showing towards one another. But the issues revolving around guns takes a lot of education to really learn. Mahomes said, quote, I don't want to make a quick response to something that takes a lot of education to really learn and make a swaying comment based off that. For similar reasons, it does not appear Mahomes will endorse a 2024 presidential candidate. Now, I don't know why that she brought that up to Mahomes at all when it comes to Biden and Trump. I think that Mahomes knows that Biden is an idiot, but I don't necessarily know that he's a Trump supporter either. But he's not getting into that world right there. Mahomes, he's sticking to football. He probably saw what happened to Tom Brady when they actually found a MAGA hat in his locker. And Tom Brady really has never said anything political, but the media never let that go, that Brady had a MAGA hat in his locker, even though Brady and Donald Trump are friends. But anyway, goes on here talking about Patrick Mahomes. He told Time, quote, I don't want to pressure anyone to vote for a certain president. I want people to use their voice, whoever they believe in. I want them to do the research. Yeah, and they should. They should. Now, Breitbart does mention here that one of the Chiefs players, a defensive end, wrote this. Prayers for those affected at today's parade. A time of celebration ends in tragedy. When are we going to fix these gun laws? How many more people have to die to say enough is enough? It's easy. It's too easy for the wrong people to obtain guns in America. And that's a fact. Well, they're not buying these guns illegally. I mean, we know for a fact when those guns didn't belong to the person. Yeah. So what do you guys think of this? What do you guys think of Patrick Mahomes saying, nah, I'm not going to make a blatant statement calling for the banning of guns and gun laws and all this stuff. I believe he knows better. I believe Mahomes knows better. I mean, think of this, guys. People from smaller towns, country area, man, those people love their guns. And I think Mahomes knows that. I think he definitely knows that. But I do think you got athletes out there that will actually go out there and virtue signal for the sake of virtue signaling. That's what they do. I don't think Mahomes wants to be LeBron James and be super political. He's probably seen what's happened to LeBron James. LeBron James has alienated a whole bunch of people, man, because we know that LeBron is a radical, radical leftist. He will not deviate from the left whatsoever. Well, maybe on the Wuhan shot, that kind of thing. But anyway, I think he still got it, though. But anyway, that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.